take a moment and settle into a comfortable position. Perhaps it's crisscross applesauce or reclining in your favorite lounge chair or lying gently on your bed. Whatever is comfortable for you, this is your practice. And when you're ready, begin to breathe. Taking a deep breath in through your nose as though you were smelling your favorite fragrance, and exhaling through your mouth with an audible sound, a sigh, just letting something go in this moment. Noticing your breath, being aware with the rise and the fall, the up and down, the in and out. Being here now. And when you're ready, if it's comfortable for you, just invite your sanctified and sacred imagination to consider what it means for Jesus to be your hiding place. When we begin to think of places of hiding, we accept the fact that we need somewhere to hide and that there is something that we're hiding from. Perhaps you may want to spend this time rumbling with the question of, what am I hiding from? From what things do I need to be hidden? And invite the Holy Spirit to bring to your sanctified and sacred imagination why you need Jesus as a hiding place. And when it's comfortable for you, allow his safe, trusting, and holy presence to hide you. Let his presence be like a blanket shielding you, protecting you, and keeping you safe. You can stay here as long as you like. You can stop the recording and just allow his presence to bathe you in safety and trust and love and grace and mercy, whatever it is that you need in this moment. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth, letting go of whatever is not serving you in this moment. Take another deep breath in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. This is our breath of letting be whatever needs to receive your attention. Take one last breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. This is your breath of let come, just inviting to come whatever you need in this place, in this space. God is your hiding place. You can go to him in the time of trouble and he will protect you and he will surround you with songs and shouts of deliverance. Invite him now to sing over you. Until next time, this is Dr. Sherry reminding you to just breathe and be held by his presence.